Throughout his years as a licensed therapist, Chris Swenson has been helping many people overcome challenges that most of us would have never been able to face. There have been many cases regarding all forms of abuse, traumas, suicides, deaths of loved ones, murders of one's children, and many more cases that would make your skin crawl. In most of these cases, he has found a person who, despite facing such treachery while in the grips of life's burning fire, have found a way to cope with life and continue pushing on. These people are the true rhinos of life. It's as if the blacksmith of life had put them in the fire and hammered away. From this hammering has emerged a powerful inner armor of strength, wisdom, and resiliency. That armor is what he calls the rhino mentality. Darkness will pour out of its black rain, soaking you in negativity, breaking down your mind and body, seeping into your very soul, leaving you feeling uncomfortable and in a psychological pain. The one thing that protects you from the cancerous effects of darkness's black rain is the armor of a rhino mentality. This podcast is all about developing that armor. So without further ado, your host, Coach Rhino, Chris Swenson.
Hi, this is Coach Rhino, Chris Swenson. Welcome to the Rhino Mentality Podcast, coming to you from Rhino Mentality Headquarters in Sterling, Colorado. Before I get into the podcast today, I want you to be aware that the Rhino Mentality website is up and running, and you can check it out, rhinomentality.com. Also, you can drop your name into the subscribe form on that place or the website, and you can get access to the Rhino Mentality newsletters. If you haven't already, find the Rhino Mentality podcast on iTunes, download the episode, and please leave feedback if you like what you hear. Now, today's episode is going to be very helpful for those people if you have a hard time controlling your emotions, if you have a hard time dealing with stress, or your body begins to just flare up with emotions and you just have a hard time getting yourself under control or learning to maybe calming yourself more, then today's episode's for you. Or even if you find yourself being reactive in situations and that feeling of panic and out of control you don't like, then this session is going to be for you. Because on today's episode, I'm going to play you a clip of me giving you two simple skills that are going to help you deal with that stress, that fear running through you, so that you'll be able to learn to control and use it rather than be abused and debilitated by it. So with that, let's begin. Roll the clip. How many of you have ever heard the statement, you need to remain calm, right? When you've been in a very demanding situation or some kind of trauma or tragedy is going on and people yell out, everybody, remain calm. Now, how many of you have ever actually achieved a state of inner calmness when there's crazy times going on around you? I mean, I haven't. I mean, unless you've been like maybe one of those monks on the top of a mountain your entire life dedicated to being inner calm and peace, the rest of us inside our bodies are going to react. So I don't necessarily think that what people are saying is remain calm, because nobody's going to be calm in that situation. You're going to experience emotions, stress, fears, get a fire through the body. But I think what they're really trying to get at, though, is that you need to be under control. So control that rather than be abused and debilitated and running around like a crazy person. Okay? I mean, the truth is that in that situation, your body activates a stress level without you even thinking about it. In a sense, it's like a psychological reflex. Basically, it's doing this so we can be poised to meet the demands of the situation. However, most of us struggle with controlling it, and we quickly become abused and debilitated by the stress. If you imagine your body like it's a fired up machine, just a powerful machine to meet the demands of any situation. And what goes on is when the body senses that there's danger or a problem, you're going to experience fear. You begin to experience a level of stress. The body starts dumping in all these chemicals and it's being poised for action. What it's doing is it's getting you ready to meet the demands of the situation. It's firing up the engines. It's warming the car up for you. But it's also trying to let you know, hey, just to let you know, there's a problem going on. So it's trying to get your attention as well. Like, do you notice the danger going on around you? Because we do. We've already fired up the engines and we're mobilizing you to meet the demands of this. But do you see it? That's what it's doing. It's waiting for you to take the controls so that you can steer you through this demanding situation. Now, when you don't recognize it or you don't grab the controls, it just gets louder. It gets more intense. It revs it up too high because it's trying to think, hey, are you noticing that something's going on here? Do you notice there's a bad situation? Take the controls already. But it gets up so high that it begins to abuse and debilitate us. Research has shown that the right amount of stress will actually improve your ability to stay focused, to be more alert. It heightens your five senses and it mobilizes your strength and power to areas where you need to meet the demands of that situation. That moderate level of stress actually improves your performance in stressful situations. Even among test-taking people, the right amount of stress, you actually do better on tests. If you're way too freaked out, your grades suffer. If you have no stress at all, your grades will suffer. The right amount of stress will help you. There's the sweet spot. And when you're in that sweet spot, you now have more power than you had before. Your senses are heightened. The body has mobilized areas that you need to survive. And when you recognize it right there in that sweet spot, that's the time to take the controls and execute. Survive, get out. But when we're not aware of that, when we don't know how to control our minds and bodies, then it just gets louder and it begins to fire the engines up to the point that it just becomes more broken down. Now, research also shows that our performance in meeting a demanding situation is greatly hindered when we are calm and virtually oblivious to the effects of the situation. Now, this is just like what I talked about test taking. If you're absolutely calm, then your body's not going to mobilize. The engine's not fired up. Could you imagine NASCAR is going out there and they haven't even prepared the engine yet? This engine needs to be a tip-top shape. It needs to be roaring. Instead, it's, well, we just took it out of the back of the truck, rolled it out on the track, and we're ready to go, sir. No, this thing needs to be like warmed up. It needs to be primed and ready. That's what's going on. So if you're in a situation that's stressful and you're remaining calm, I mean, I get it when you're under control. That's different. But inside, if you've got a level of calmness, that's not going to help you. Okay? Here's the thing. Too high of a stress level is going to break you down. It immobilizes you, freezes your body. It leaves you dazed and confused and being reactive to the situation. Pretty much what's happening is the blood flow is going to stop going to the executive functioning in your brains. And pretty much you're merely reduced to an animal or a cave person. At that point, you are truly being abused and debilitated by your stress level. When you look at your stress level like a dial, too much results in all of that. Not enough. And now you don't have the necessary energy and power needed to meet the demands. Virtually, you may appear bored, tired, unmotivated, completely oblivious to the situation. You need to use your psychological skills then to ratchet up the stress to get it into the sweet spot. But also, if you begin to be abused and debilitated by the high levels of stress, you need to disconnect from what's stressing you out. Take a break. Use your skills and reduce that level of stress until you get back in the sweet spot. But the question remains is, how do you do that? I think many people understand. Absolutely, Chris, I get it. You know, when you're in that situation and your body's freaking out and your mind's going 100 miles an hour. Yeah, I understand that that's abused and debilitating me and I'm out of control and I'm reactive. Okay. And they always ask, well, how do you do that? Well, I'm going to give you a couple steps, two things that you need to do for you to be able to take the controls and steer it. Now, if you remember from past podcasts, or if you've listened to any of my podcasts, read any of my blogs, you may have come across when I've talked about the support beams. The support beams is an acronym that stands for various words that come out where they're, it's, these things are their, the steering wheel. Okay? It's your steering wheel. These are your controls. So S, beams, right? Support beams. In a sense, the first S stands for support and structure. Okay? So connecting to support and having a structure to your day. The B is your body. E is emotion. A is action. M is your mind. The other S is spirit. Now, you can use a number of these things. At some level, you need to adjust these things in a way that helps to either reduce down that stress level to the sweet spot. Or, if you don't have much at all stress about it, you're not bothered by it, you need to find a way to motivate yourself by using those to get into the sweet spot. Okay? But I'm going to give you two simple skills. These are simple, but they are not easy. Okay? Two ways. Number one is, I've talked about how your body is going to react without you thinking. It fires up the engines, and it's going to keep firing up the engines until you start to control it. If you don't, it is just going to keep running the engines, and you're going to be abused and debilitated by your fear and your stress level. And you're going to be in a pickle. Okay? Now, the first skill that you need to do is, how do you control that body? How do you get control of your physiology? It's an intriguing thing. The mind itself, using the mind, or using your body in a different way, can actually control your physiology. Wow, that's powerful. Here's what it is. Breath. Breathing. Sounds crazy, but breathing. We all do breathing. So you're probably thinking, what the heck, Chris? Breathing. We all do breathing. Seriously. If I just breathe, I control. Well, I'm already breathing and I'm losing control. But here's the thing. Being able to take slow, rhythmic, deep breaths in through the nose. During that time when it's fired up and you're in the abused and debilitated range, step back and begin to slow your breathing down. Take a nice deep breath in through your nose. And then exhale that out. It's got to be in your nose. Going in through your nose activates your nervous system that tells your body it's time to calm down now. For some reason, when you breathe in through your mouth, it activates the other one that says, keep firing the engines. Okay? So we're wanting to get it down. It's becoming too abused, debilitated. We need to get it down. So to me, sometimes you can do a simple 1-2. Like a 1-2 ratio. Which means if you inhale for 4 seconds, you exhale for 8. Right? Or you can just make it simple. 4 seconds in, 4 seconds out. 4 seconds in, 4 seconds out. Now, to calm down, breathing is essential. It will be the only thing that will reduce your heart rate. You see, your heart rate is like the engine. It is revving it up, and it's going quicker, faster, quicker, faster, quicker, faster. When the heart rate's going up, it signals to the body, it's time to rev up the engines. That's what it's doing. So when you begin to engage in that rhythmic breathing, you will begin to slow the heart rate down. When you do that, it's signaling to the body, hey, we've got this, we're under control. So if you try it right now, just take in, just a breathe in through the nose on a count of just, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then exhale it out like you're deflating a balloon. 2, 3, 4. Now take that deep breath in again through the nose. 2, 3, 4. And now exhale it out like the balloon. 2, 3, 4. When you do this, you'll begin to feel the heart rate coming down. You'll start to regain functioning again. The blood flow to the executive functioning, which is where you can decide what to do, make a plan, and survive, will now start getting that again, and ideas will come to you. The other skill beyond the breath control is you've got to control the mind. And the mind is like a monkey mind. It just goes all over the place. Your mind starts to freak out and thinks of a whole bunch of different things. But to gain control of the mind is you've got to tell it what to think about. Don't sit there and say, okay, don't think about this. Just don't think about that. Because all you do is think about it. I mean, right now, wherever you're at, I want you to find, let's just say, something in front of you right now. If you can identify that. Like for me, I'm going to identify this picture that's right in front of me. Whatever you do. Or maybe this might be a little bit easier. All right, let's just skip that. I got a better idea. What I want you to do is whatever you do, do not think about bananas. Okay? Don't think about bananas. Whatever. Don't. Just stop thinking about bananas. How successful are you at that? What is your mind doing? My guess is like mine, I'm thinking about bananas. But it's not thinking about apples. Or even apricots, or green beans, or whatever. The idea is you have to tell it what to think about, not what not to think about. So in those situations where it's, okay, get control of my breathing. Get control of that. Slow it down, get it in that rhythmic breathing. Now you also need to control the mind. One way to do that is by counting. Sometimes when you're paying attention and directing your mind to focus on feeling the air coming through your nose. As you count, 2, 3, 4. And you can see the numbers in your mind as you do that. And then when you exhale out, now you could picture yourself like a balloon. You see it coming out. And then you picture the numbers, 2, 3, 4. You're telling yourself to focus on those things rather than the chaos of the situation. When you focus on the chaos, you freak out. But you got to get control of your focus again. Now, one simple way you might be able to do this also for getting control of your focus is when you're doing the breathing, take your hands and put it on your stomach. And as you inhale in, you're going to feel the up and exhale down. And if you just concentrate on your fingers and hands feeling that up and down, then you're able to direct the focus at the same time as you're doing the breathing. Now, so those two steps, getting control of the heart rate by breathing. In other words, you've got to slow down the physiology through the breathing. Second part is you need to control the mind. What is it you're going to focus on? You can't, don't tell it, don't tell it what to think about. Okay? That'll help getting it out of the abused and debilitated range. Many of us in our day, you may experience that feeling, I just feel so overwhelmed. I've got so much to do and I'm overwhelmed. Yeah, you're overwhelmed. Why? Because your focus is on every single task in front of you, everything that needs to be done, the giant mountain that you need to climb, and all the hard work it's going to take to get there. The body is like, holy crap, that's a lot of stuff. Ignite the engines and freak out. I mean, that's what it's going to do. When you're feeling overwhelmed, it is a signal to you that you're getting in the abused and debilitated range. And you need to bring that down in that sweet spot. So, what can you do when overwhelmed? Simple. Get control of your breathing, like I said, to bring that physiologically down. Then, stop focusing on all of the tasks. Instead, direct it to one step at a time. One thing at a time. Instead of like, how am I going to get through this whole day? I don't know how I'm going to make it through this day. This is a horrible day. I don't know if I can make it through this day. All right, stop thinking about it as a full day. Maybe you just got to say, how do I survive this next hour? I'm just going to concentrate and survive this hour, then I'll worry about the next one. Or maybe it's even horrific where it's like, I'm just going to survive this minute. And when the next minute comes, I'll worry about that minute. So you do one thing at a time and then control the breathing. And you'll find you get it put into more of a sweet spot. To me, the whole thing of this is we have to understand that when you're in some situations that are tough, you're going to experience emotions. Okay? You're going to experience that ratcheting up of stress or fear. It's starting to immobilize your body. That's okay. It's going to get it in the right spot that you need it. But you have to grab the controls and begin to control it to keep it there. Otherwise, it's going to still continue to freak out and go too high for you. Okay? You know, when we think about our heroes or people that have done amazing things, you know, you sit back and look like, wow, they just appear to be calm like this. They're not even bothered by this stuff. You know, you watch like the movie like James Bond. James Bond's always under control. He has no fear. The reality is our heroes do. You know, they don't have that. They're not feeling a sense of inner calmness in them. But what they're doing is they're controlling and using it rather than trying to be abused and debilitated by it. I remember a story of Nelson Mandela. In one of his books that he wrote, maybe his autobiography, I wasn't sure. But one time he was on an airplane headed back to Africa, and there was a reporter that was with him on the ride. And there was tremendous turbulence on this airplane. And this thing was just up and down and falling out of altitude and just a crazy ride that, like the reporter said, he didn't think they were going to make it, that this thing's going to crash, without a doubt. And he looks over at Nelson Mandela, and he's sitting there reading the newspaper. That's all he's doing. Like, he's just sitting there with a newspaper. He appears as though he's just absolutely oblivious to what's going on. And this reporter is like, my gosh, the plane is like going to crash. And he's sitting there calm and poised. My gosh, he's amazing, you know? So they get off the plane and they go, you know, on the tarmac or whatever. And he asked Nelson Mandela, like, wow, you know, how do you do that? And Nelson Mandela says, hey, I may have appeared that way, but I was freaked out. That was a crazy ride. I didn't think we were going to make it. And this guy's like totally amazed. Like, are you kidding me? What? You appeared absolutely calm. But what Nelson Mandela learned over his lifetime was the ability to control and use his emotions, maintaining it in the sweet spot, not allowing it to get to that abused and debilitated range where he becomes reactive or where it becomes harmful to him. So even though inside, he was freaking out. So in a way, on the outside, he was like James Bond. But on the inside, oh no, he was shaken and stirred. But he could control that. That's what we're after. You know, athletes, or young kids, if you're out there and you're performing in sports, You know, there's many times you're in situations that are hard. You're going to feel emotions. You're an emotional being. You're going to feel emotions. It's not new. You will feel that. But when you begin to learn how to use and control it, now you've got some real power. Instead of being just abused and debilitated, and your performance suffers. Learn to find that right sweet spot. Learn to use that. Today I introduced to you two ways. Being able to use breath control and then focusing and controlling the mind. But you've got to practice with these things. You have to practice these things. You only do what you practice. That's it. Okay? When you meet the situation, you're only going to do what you practiced. Because when you're freaking out, it's not time to go, oh yeah, what was it that Chris said again? It was something about, was it beans or was it beans? No, you need to practice. You find ways to slow the breathing. Make it part of you, what you do each day. Practice getting control of the mind. Staying focused. It'll help you in those situations. I mean, a great story about practice. I read this somewhere where this guy had you know how you like, when somebody shows you a gun and you can like take it away really fast? Well, anyways, this guy would like be a master at being able to like take a gun away from a bad guy. So he'd have his wife like point the gun at him and he'd take it away really fast. He'd hand it back to her and he'd do this over and over again. So he would take it away, hand it back, take it away, hand it back, take it away, hand it back. Just quick. Well, one day, this guy was out in the field and a bad guy pulled a gun on him. Guess what happened? He took it away and he handed it right back. Could you imagine what the bad guy must have thought? But anyways, you only do what you practice. When you get in high stressful situations, you're going to do what you practiced. So if you can practice, even in the slow times when you're just overwhelmed at work, for example, a little bit of overwhelm, stop, get control of your breathing, focus. That's what you can do. Before you start a task, stop, slow your down breathing, get yourself focused. When you do that a lot of times, you may find that if you're ever in a traumatic situation, tragedy, chaos is going on around you, then now you're going to stop, take a breath, and stay focused. And then you're going to survive. If you don't practice, you're going to be abused and debilitated, and even you're running around like an animal. You ever seen that on the Nat Geographic channel? You know, like the big lions start sneaking up and they start running after all the animals. Boom. Animals are running around like chaos. The ones that are running around freaking out, they're the ones that get caught. But we as humans have the ability to recognize, uh-oh, danger. All right, control the breathing, but have it in the right spot so we can run and get out. Okay? So today it's very important just to understand a simple phrase. And that is control and use. Don't be abused and debilitated. Okay? When it comes to your emotions, stress, fear, control and use it. Don't be abused and debilitated by it. That's up to you to learn to control those. Work with the practice. Breath control. Staying focused. Well, there you have it. After listening to today's clip, I am very hopeful that you now have a clear understanding of how to control and use fear of stress and not be abused and debilitated by it. I hope that you enjoyed today's podcast episode. It is my aim to ensure that each and every podcast episode is clear and concise enough for you to understand and implement immediately. So if there was anything that you weren't quite sure you understood or something you'd like to know more about, please let me know. I care deeply about helping you face the darkness in your life. And my hope is that this podcast episode provided you with some ammo in your fight. So drop me an email, chris@rhinomentality.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to the podcast. Tell your friends about the podcast. Check out the rhinomentality.com website. Subscribe to get that email. Subscribe to get the newsletter. So subscribe with your email to get the newsletter. And if you're interested in receiving coaching services, Well, you'll be working with me one-on-one to help you fight the darkness in your life. Send me that request in an email, chriss@rhinomentality.com. Always remember, no matter how much it hurts, how dark it gets, or how far you fall, you are never out of the fight. Coach Rhino out.